Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast. I'm Amanda Morehouse and this is the third in a series of three podcasts to help lead change in your organisation. This podcast is called Managing a Motivated Team Members. And let's face it, when we've got lots of motivated people, it's almost like a dream. It's those unmotivated team members that cause us the most problems and probably suck most of the time and energy from you as their leader. What we're going to do in this podcast, we're going to look at three key areas. Number one, acting as a role model. Number two, tapping into what's important. And number three, managing motivation during uncertainty. So, number one, acting as a role model. The most important element to managing a motivated team and managing motivated individuals is actually you. And if you are expecting others to feel inspired and motivated and energized, you really have to exhibit all the behavior and all the characteristics of what you want to see in other people. There's no excuses for turning up into the office feeling deflated and demotivated yourself and then expecting everybody else to behave rather differently. So just a little exercise for yourself. I'd like you to think about what you have been doing and been involved in the last couple of weeks. And if you can imagine yourself in the picture of your office and you are going to take yourself up out of the office, so you're literally looking down on yourself, or perhaps taking yourself out of the office and hearing yourself through the windows of those offices, what would be the impression that you would have of yourself? Do you continually look motivated in the office? Is what you hear yourself saying, is it consistent with inspiring others and energizing others? Or are there some changes that you can make straight away to change how you are perceived or how people are watching? Because the boss, the leader of any organization, is watched. And people are constantly watching how you behave and they will be copying it. So that's the first thing to bear in mind.